Okay, so maybe it's not as painful as the old days. Back when you could count on the Red Sox to implode, collapse, disappoint, and deliver futility and heartbreak year after year after year after year. Then came the World Series victories of 04 and 07, and those dark days seemed to be gone forever, but maybe not, because this September is shaping up to be one of the ugliest collapses ever.
Oh my, and after spending most of the summer atop the American League East, the Sox seem to be locked in a death spiral. Just 2.5 weeks ago, they led the Tampa Bay Rays by 9 games in the wild card race. But after the Rays bloodied them this past weekend, winning 3 games out of 4, there's concern that the Sox might not even make the playoffs.
So, is it time to panic yet? Well, here's a quick take on the mood outside Fenway Park earlier today.
I'm getting a little nervous. With the payroll as big as we have and the talent we have on this team, I think they should be doing a lot better.
I think they'll make the playoffs, but I don't think we're going to see them in October.
They do this every year. They dive bomb.
We're going to hold on. We're going to make it into the playoffs, and then we're going to make some noise because we got a talented team.
And yet, even with that payroll and all that talent, they're losing again today. In the first of 2 games against the Baltimore Orioles, the Sox are trailing 6-5 in the bottom of the ninth. So we're going to spend the last few minutes of the show trying to take the pulse of Red Sox Nation, given these difficult times. And joining us now are a couple of knowledgeable Red Sox fans. Larry Duberstein is a writer from Hancock, New Hampshire. He's also the author of several books, including The Marriage Hearse and The Handsome Stranger. Hi, Larry.
Hi, Anthony. How are you doing?
Great to have you on Radio Boston. I'm doing well. And Tim McCarney is one of the creators and writers of the blog SurvivingGrady.com. Good to have you, Tim.
Thank you very much for having me.
So, Tim, let me start with you. How bad does this look to you?
Well, you know, 2004, I think, has really changed my perspective. I had, I guess, what you'd call the stereotypical Red Sox fan upbringing. adults, people in my home telling me, they'll always break your heart, kid. It's going to be a disappointment no matter how you slice it. I think 2004 has told me, if nothing else, anything is possible. I may, in fact, be perhaps blindly optimistic these days as opposed to borderline suicidal as I was pre-2004.
Tim, we need this kind of therapy, and we're grateful to you for it. Larry, help us out here. How grim is this? I mean, as Tim made reference to, we remember those terrible late-season meltdowns of the old days. You know, if this collapse continues, is it as painful as it might have been before 2004?
Well, certainly not. I mean, 2004 and 2007, too. I mean, we got two.
Yeah.
Only the Yankees expect more than that. But, you know, I mean, the truth of the matter is we're not thinking negatively yet, are we? I mean, we're winding down. They're testing our resolve. They're falling as far as they can fall without actually falling out of the wild card.
It's true. They're not out of it yet.
Tampa Bay has the day off today, I think, which means we can lose two and still have the still be ahead in the wild card race. So things are looking good.
Tim, this weekend, here's what's interesting. The Yankees have 7 games left with Tampa Bay, which puts us in the peculiar position of potentially rooting for the Yankees.
It does, and I think it's going to come down to who is better equipped to play the role of spoiler. Will it be the Baltimore Orioles, who we'll be seeing a lot of, or the Rays, who the Yankees will be seeing a lot of? And I don't put anything out of the realm of possibility anymore. If I have to, I take the by any means necessary approach when it comes to the playoffs. If I need to root for the Yankees, I'll just look the other way. I might not be able to look at myself in the mirror, but I'll do it if it gets the job done.
And Larry, let's say the Sox do make it into the playoffs. Then what? We've got Beckett, we've got Lester as pitchers, but 3, 4, 5 pitchers, I'm not so sure.
Well, we still hope for Buchholz, but I think, Anthony, I think we better play it one day at a time, maybe even one inning at a time. You say they're trailing in the ninth, oy vey. But I think we really have to get there first. I don't think we're going to line up our pitching rotation, not quite yet. I think there's a slight chance Buchholz could go 5 or 6 innings in a couple of weeks. Who knows?
Final word from you, Tim, about sort of where we are and how to get us through these next, 48 hours or so.
I think you have to adopt the 2004 mentality. If you remember the 2004 ALCS, we weren't thinking of games. We weren't thinking thinking of innings. We were thinking of at-bats. We were literally on our last rites and just living on every pitch. That's the approach you almost have to take, because you never know what can happen once you get to the postseason. If we learn anything from 2004, it's certainly that.
All right, we'll end with those hopeful words from Tim McCarney, one of the creators and writers of the blog SurvivingGrady.com. Thank you very much, Tim. And Larry Duberstein, author of several books, including The Marriage Hearse and The Handsome Stranger, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from The Angle at Boston.com. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.